You know, I think you can't be too surprised. I think all along I felt like, and others felt like around the team, that the time frame would work out. That Peyton would do what was easiest and best for the Broncos, and certainly he would do what he felt most comfortable with in the time frame everybody needed, and I think that's what happened. Recent winks, whenever I spoke to anyone who was close to Peyton or been around him a lot through the years, they always said, I don't exactly know what he's going to do, but I believe he'll retire after a Super Bowl win, and I believe he'll do it in a way that helps everybody.
Manning throws deep route. He's got Demaryius Thomas there. Thomas goes up, makes the catch, keeps his balance, backpedals into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver.
It's four seasons, and you wouldn't think in a history of a franchise, you know, what can a four-season slice really mean? But it was, you know, just like his arrival was different as a free agent than anything the league had ever seen, I think this four-season segment is different than anything the league had ever seen. You saw the greatest free agent signing in the history of free agency arrive to a team that was already established as one of the front end teams in the league, and they won 50 regular season games in 4 years and went to two Super Bowls, four division titles. I mean, it's unheard of to have that kind of a player come in from the outside. I think the only thing even close, and it's not close really, was Reggie White going to the Packers, but that's the kind of players you're talking about here.
It's a touchdown. Virgil Green in the back of the end zone.
You know, the old saying is, you know, tide raises all boats, and he, you know, Elway repeated that saying when they signed Manning. His sort of football gift beyond what he could remember with that freakish brain was how he made every single player around him even a little better than they were. And if they were great players, he made them even a little greater. You know, if they were Hall of Fame players, he made them even a little more of a Hall of Fame player. And if they were just sort of guys who would have okay careers, he made them have their best seasons. So I think when you look at that, that's really, to me, when we talk in the Hall of Fame meetings about what is a great player, what is a historical player, it's what did they do with the guys around him. And I think every guy who ever played with Manning would say it wasn't always easy, but it always made you better.
Peyton steps away from edge pressure, loads it up, home run ball. He's got Sanders there. Sanders with the catch, and it's a foot race to the end zone. Sanders looking back, high stepping, touchdown Denver.
He's a Mount Rushmore player. That's how I always put it. You know, if you got to pick out a handful of guys, you can rank them however you want. You know, people do that. That's how we do things now. We all rank and argue, but he's in the most elite of conversations. And very intriguing to see it happen with a Hall of Fame quarterback running a team where a future Hall of Fame quarterback was playing. Again, unheard of, and pretty much a signature of his time here.